Unit 23, let's shake on it. What could be simpler than shaking fruit from a tree? Well, the job is a lot tougher than you might think. There's definitely a right way and a wrong way to shake a fruit tree, and a person who is a good apple tree shaker may not be a good cherry tree shaker. Different fruits take different shakes. As a rule, a slow, hard shake is best. This makes the fruit fall much faster than a light, quick jiggle. Most fruits have a set number of shakes per minute that will do the best job of getting them out of the tree and onto the ground. To shake down plums, try shaking the tree 400 times per minute, moving the tree 2 inches at each shake. Experts say you'll get 3 times more fruit from the tree than you will if you shake 1,100 times per minute at 1 inch per shake. Cherries, because they are smaller, need more jarring. A good rate of shaking seems to be about 1,200 shakes per minute. Apples, like plums, need about 400 shakes. Of course, some folks may choose to ignore all these expert directions for jiggling fruit. Can you actually imagine shaking a tree so many times? Besides, keeping track of all the numbers can be enough to drive some people up a tree.